Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Solids. It's me again, Austin Crosby. And Casey and I are in a weird place. Equal. We, or entire day, help dogging. Because, dude, the Tesla stuff came through today. It was all delivered. It started with a simultaneous delivery of both a dumpster and a porta potty from competing dumpster porta potty companies. And I didn't know if that would be it or not. They said that they would have some materials delivered. They said they'd have a dumpster delivered. I don't know. We didn't really... A lot was said and a lot was processed. And some of the things were confused. But I stayed here all day, and glad I did, because while Casey was out and I was here, a semi-truck pulled up with an entire Tesla roof on top of it. Of course, it was in boxes. It has clips, it has flashings and other materials. It was pretty much the whole truck. There's some times where you get semi-deliveries, or at least, hey, not everyone does get semi-truck deliveries, I'll be honest. I have. Weirdly, I've been on the receiving end of many a semi-loads. many a big loads. And you look on the truck and you're like, oh, cool, there's like eight people's deliveries on there. I will say, for the several semi-deliveries we got this year, the trucks were not very full. This truck, however, I had no frame of reference. And the guy, I go, yeah, okay, well, you know, is that mine on the back or in the front? And he goes, no, the whole thing. The whole thing's you. And he then proceeded to use his little forklift. I mean, okay, he did not then proceed, frankly. The guy was nice, but he stood there and, like, made awkward, not getting to work conversation with me for, like, way too long. Like, way too long. And it was, again, he was a nice guy, but it just went on for so long where I just, even I was just like, yeah. So, what's the plan here? And then he would just not. And, whatever, dude. Whatever. It'd been a long day for him, and this was the only thing he had to do. He said he was just parked down the road waiting because they told him to wait and make sure the dumpster had arrived. I guess the dumpster company never called and told him it had arrived. Here's where it gets stressful. I had emptied out the garage. We'd pulled Casey's car out, and I was like, hey, man, load it up in the garage. And he was like, what? No, we don't really do that. And I was like, you don't want to put it in the garage? Like, I opened up the garage. It's supposed to be a thunderstorm. And he was like, no, it's fine. He's like, once there was a big snowstorm, so we put the stuff in the garage. And I was like, yeah, but there's going to be a thunderstorm. And he was like, yeah, but that's not a snowstorm. And I was like, okay. Hey, if it's fine outside, you know, if that's not something you worry about. And he was like, yeah, no, they would have had me put it on the street if the dumpster had not been here yet. I would have just lined it down your street. And that kind of blows my mind a little bit because it is, here's the thing. I don't feel like it is yet our responsibility, right? We contracted an installed roof, not a bunch of boxes in the driveway. So if that's where they leave it, you know. But then it did start to rain, and I watched it. I mean, I'm looking at it after it rained. It looks fine out there. It is as tall as a porta potty, which sits next to it. I had him hide the porta potty behind the tree. And then there are several stacks as tall as the porta potty of pallets with boxes on them. And then whole pallets of other things, presumably. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 pallets worth of stuff out there. So it's the whole driveway. We can barely get in and out. Again, what I was saying, I just saw that and I was like, wow, we know we have such hateful neighbors. Let's set more cameras up because we have the camera already on the front. We're like, oh, we'll put another one, like, actually in the window right by all this stuff. And, you know, yeah, we're pretty secure. We're pretty secure in that respect. Again, though, you can imagine how that would be a little bit tense, right? The biggest thing ever. And it's, like, sitting in the driveway during a thunderstorm. But, you know, we watched the Grand Tour episode in lockdown where they go. It came out today where they go around Scotland in American cars. And I just tried to use that to take my mind off of this giant shipment in the driveway being rained on. And it relatively worked. Let's put it that way. And other things we did. I made bagels. I don't know if I told... I think I podcasted earlier last night. I can't recall. We did other things, though. We did Casey's curtains. We hanged them and got them installed. They look beautiful. Our shoji doors are, fantastic. We're very proud of them. And it makes the room look so much more minimal and zen. And it's one of those effects. It's same with the drawers down here. You fill a hole or you block off a hole with something light and reflective. And even though it takes up and blocks off extra space, it reduces visual weight and it makes it feel bigger. And the shoji doors are a prime example of that. And they're fun to use, feel great, look good, very luxurious, and completely DIY. And I did tell you guys about that yesterday. We've just been rejoicing in them today. And then I made bagel dough after that. We made out of some of the pizza crust dough that I... does that make sense? Pizza dough. I guess pizza crust dough is redundant. We fermented it for days in the fridge, and then made a couple of flatbread out of it. And they're pretty good. But while the one dough was coming to room temperature and rising, I made another batch using artisanal high-protein bread dough, a new batch of bagels. And, dude, they were so much more gluten-y. I can now understand what the protein means. I also have experimented with boiling them just with instinct as opposed to a timer. And I think that that must be resulting in them getting less boiled prior to baking. I think that's the key in making them fill out better and become fluffier with a harder crust and a better shape. I think that that's important. And the steaming it and the preheating the slab, all of the things, all of them coming together are making some pretty fantastic bagels. And we had several of those earlier. And then the salad of the day. In lieu of all of these things, we made a delicious chicken salad. A pink chicken salad, I should say. Is that delicious sounding? Pink chicken. Because it used pickled radish. Pickled radish. Yeah. And celery salt. Those were the two different things in there. And yeah, just weirdly, the chicken did have a kind of pinkish hue. But it tasted great. We had some tomatoes on it. We toasted up some rosemary bread from Whole Foods. Hey, speaking of, this morning I had some pretty bad Princess Di-Di, if you catch my drift, an upset stomach. And Casey was like, oh, you're lactose intolerant because you had all that ice cream last night. And I was like, I don't think I was. Dude, there is a literally a flock of high schoolers walking by right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think only one of them is a boy, not to gender them all. But you, that's a bad mix. You know what I mean? Go home, kids, or go to the park. I don't know. I'm kidding. I bet two of them have marijuana and could be arrested for underage possession. No, I'm kidding again. Can you imagine? That is how some hateful people think. It is how some hateful people think. This is insane. I cannot get over it. I just want to end on this. Start and end, full circle. This array of pallets. It's going to sit here until they start work. And then they're going to rip off the whole roof. And then they're going to install all this stuff. So kind of strange that they delivered it all without having tore it all off first. Right? Like, why not just... why not just start with the tearing off? But then we had the guy today says he thinks it'll only take him a day to tear it off. So that'll be cool. Hopefully it'll finish ahead of schedule. And then also the city guy, when I last talked to him, I think he said it could take up to 3 weeks to get permission to turn the system on after it's installed. So we're not out of the choppy waters quite yet, but it feels very real. Having all of this physical material here. No batteries, by the way. No batteries. I asked him, I was like, oh, you got the batteries on there? And he was like, no, they don't trust me with the batteries. Too fragile. they bring those later. And I was like, oh, cool. Makes sense. I guess I wouldn't trust you either, apparently. Anyway. Whew. Whew. It's going to be wild. Hey, thank you so much for coming. Please, please enjoy yourself. Maybe check out that new Amazon Prime Grand Tour special. Drink water. Come again tomorrow.